Why it may not be good that many of you are addicted to retention. I am addicted to retention. Day 17 Undrained Uncucked. Symptoms. Every morning wake up gives me a dopamine shot because I did not release the day before and had no WD. The shot gets stronger every day plus. As bonus I get milder shots throughout the day feeling and seeing the benefits. The shots are effortless because I do nothing to get them. It is related to the past, not present. After release I get withdrawal symptoms. Regardless if it was sex or pee, the emptiness gives me withdrawal symptoms after pee immediately after sex. As a pee addict I go on pee binge without binge after one day. After any release I need a pee binge to get back on track like an old plane motor. The point is I feel worse than in the old days with daily release. Because I am able to control WD, the release crash is worse. I need to start a new run to feel normal again. I only feel normal with load. I can't imagine a life without retention anymore. These are the symptoms of an addiction. It means I am addicted to retention. So are many of you. The problem is retention is a scarce drug. A healthy male is programmed to release eventually. It is our nature. Our nature is not to retain forever. Besides all kinds of brain tricks and urges that this program creates, we have WD, female attacks, and chaser helping to release. A great 100 plus no WD post on semen retention said the urges get stronger regardless what transfer techniques you use. The urges get stronger and stronger. You can't kill them fully with transfer. Retention is made for monks and warriors slash hunters who don't have and can't allow women in their lives when on track. Retention is not for the modern man like us. That is why we will all release, even without WD. That is the red pill. Accept it or stay blue pill. In between you may run. TL/DNR, retention benefits great, but the downside of you being addicted to retention is you feel much worse than a non-retainer after release.